Good day and welcome to Big Block Construction Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Big Block Construction Limited. On behalf of the company, I'd like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the first quarter of financial year 2024. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Let me now introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Mohit Sabu, Director and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Manish Sabu, Marketing and Strategy Head. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Mohit Sabu to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Anuj. Good afternoon, everyone. It is a pleasure to welcome you all to our earnings conference call for the first quarter of the financial year 2024. Firstly, let me thank all the participants joining us today, and I hope everyone is keeping safe and well. In the interest of those of the participants joining us today who may be unfamiliar with the business of the company, I'd like to give a brief overview. Firstly, Big Block Construction Limited is one of India's largest manufacturers of AAC blocks and related products. We have a total capacity of 825,000 cubic meters per annum, including the newly commercialized Wada plant. AAC blocks are a superior quality building material which provides unparalleled blend of strength, lightweight, thermal insulation, soundproofing, unsurpassed fire resistance, and highly proficient building capability. AAC is a natural and non-toxic construction material that saves energy and is eco-friendly. These AAC blocks of the company are marketed under the brand name Next Block, which is a green product for the construction industry. Big Block aims to become an unparalleled name in the industry, manufacturing quality building materials that focuses on sustainability. We also hope to aid the construction and infrastructure industry in adopting green and sustainable practices for a better future. Big Block has three state-of-the-art manufacturing units located at Vapi in Ahmedabad in Gujarat and Wada in Maharashtra, making it one of the largest AC manufacturers in India and the largest in Western India. However, with the ongoing capacity expansion plan, the company will catapult to become the largest AC manufacturer in India by end of FY24. Now let me brief you on the company's financials and operational performances on a consolidated basis for the first quarter of the financial year 2024. During this quarter, the company's operating revenues were 54.9 crores, which declined marginally by 1% compared to the same period last year due to labor shortages in post-holy period at construction sites and also due to disruption caused by cyclone Biper Joy. The company's EBITDA stood at INR 12.7 crores, which grew by 4% year-on-year, with EBITDA margins of 23.13% and improvement by 115 basis points per year on year basis, mainly driven by a decline in raw material prices. The PAT for the quarter was reported at INR 6 crores, with PAT margins of approximately 10.75%. The capacity utilization for the quarter was 65% of the overall capacity, primarily affected by lower capacity utilization at the newly commercialized Wada plant, which is gradually scaling up productions on a month-on-month basis. During this quarter, the company expanded its customer base by supplying to new projects of Adani and also adding Reliance Life Sciences to its list of esteemed customers. The company has also placed orders for the supply of machinery and technical services for manufacturing of AAC blocks for its joint venture company, Mr. Siam Cement Big Block Construction Technologies Private Limited, which is setting up a greenfield unit at Kapparan District. Thank you. With this, we now can open the floor to the questions and answers session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of C.A. Garvit Goyal, Invest Analytics. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you are audible.
The first question is on the capacity expansion side. We are continuously adding on the capacities, and the impact is getting reflected in our numbers in terms of depreciation and interest cost, which ultimately impacted our NPM margin in this quarter. Like, these are 10% versus 15% guidance given by you earlier. So if we see in Q1 FY23 last year, that is, with similar kind of top line, we did better bottom line. So what is the benefit of this capacity expansion if we are not able to improve our bottom line? Despite this capex and all, we as a company are standing at a lower position as compared to last year. So what is your view on this, and what is the outlook from here? Is the 30% growth in top line with the net profit margin of 15% for FY24 is intact or not?
Gaviji, thank you for the question firstly. So just to bring down and talk about the capex plans of the company. So whenever any company goes into a capex cycle, the first one or two quarters, it takes a little bit of a time to build up the capacity, which happens on a month-on-month or a quarter-on-quarter basis. And since Vara plant had started commercial productions in mid of April approximately, we see that it has been scaling up productions on a month-on-month basis. And I think by end of September 23, we should reach almost 70% or capacity utilization, and thereby the Vada plant, we'll take up the expansion also at Vada plant after that.
Also, Mohit, if you can just check, so last year I think, the PAT margins were a little higher maybe due to the carry forward losses, if you can just check.
Yes, so if we see in our, if you have been talking about the financial also, so the PAT or PBT has gone down because Vada has recently started, and because of that, the finance cost and depreciation cost has increased. Compared to that, if we see in terms of our EBITDA margins, then as we have mentioned on our earlier calls, that EBITDA margins in the ratio of 20 to 25% are long-term sustainable. And that's what we have been observing. This quarter also, the EBITDA has been in the range of around 23-24%. And also in our notes to the results, we have mentioned that last year in Q1, we had accumulated losses for the 6th unit, which we had acquired in Star Big Block, which is a subsidiary company. And because of that accumulated losses, the taxation in first quarter was almost negligible or very less.
So 15% net profit margin for FY24, is it intact or not with 30% growth in top line?
So as I mentioned, more than net profit margin, I think we should be calculating on the EBITDA margins that the company is concentrating more on.
And last phone call you were mentioning, there will be a 30% growth in top line. So that story is intact, or how do you see? Is there any revision in the guidelines?
So, if you can see, as compared to Q4 FY23, Q1 FY24, we have seen a revenue jump also. That is because the new plant has also started its capacity utilizations. And, we will, quarter-on-quarter basis, we'll see a revenue growth. And on an annual basis, I think we should be able to achieve anywhere around approximately 30% revenue increase.
30% you mentioned, right?
Yeah.
And so you mentioned we are improving Q1, but in last several quarters, we are doing similar numbers in our top line. So if the demand is there, why are we not on capitalizing on that? See, I agree there may be one or two quarters where we will see the problem. But we in this quarter two, we are seeing the labor issue. And in quarter two, we will say the monsoons. So it is like we are not walking the talk. So kindly put the exact picture to the investor community. Is ramp up going to happen in a fast manner, or is it really a slow process? Because the if it is really an opportunity, then this year, see, we are having the capacities in hand. So we should be at 80% utilization for the total capacity. That means there should be a volume growth of at least 35% to 40%. Because last year you said you were capacity constrained, but this year it is not the case. We are having a good capacity in hand. So how do you look at this?
So Mohit, I'll take that. So basically, the company's current two plants, you know, other than the WADA unit, are actually running about 80% capacity, and WADA unit has just started. So, you know, the results will, as Mohit mentioned before, will show in on month-on-month basis. So it should show increase on quarterly basis because the existing two plants were already running at optimum capacities, and that's why you could not see any growth in the last, you said, almost 4-5 quarters. But yes, from this year onwards, as mentioned before, on quarterly basis, we will see growth in top line, and hopefully by end of this financial year, the new capacity with CN Cement will also start, and then even that should start showing results.
And so there is a little bit confusion regarding the guidance number, like sir mentioned 30% growth in top line, but in investor presentation it is mentioned that 20 to 25% growth. In last phone call you mentioned 30%, so can you please clarify on that?
So Garvitji, you know, frankly, we are targeting at 30% growth, but then all these are forward-looking projections. And if you see, you know, as I mentioned earlier, that our Q4 FY23 numbers as compared to that Q1 FY24, there has been almost a 15 to 20% growth in our top line as well. So every quarter on quarter basis, we should keep on seeing top line growth. And in Q3 and Q4, we should see a better top line growth.
And so what about the net profit margin guidance from here? Like you mentioned in last year, there was some taxation benefits. From what is the outlook from here, sir? What kind of margin percentage we can look for in future? NPM margins.
So as I mentioned that instead of NPM margin, we are concentrating more on our EBITDA margins because we are in a capex cycle. So, we are recently expanded the WADA facility for which the interest and depreciation cost has gone up, although the utilization levels are comparatively lower right now. Secondly, we'll also be, putting up capacity expansion at WADA once we reach a 70% capacity and get the eligibility certificate for the subsidy. And in the JV company also, we have, as I mentioned earlier in my speech, that we have just placed order for machineries, and construction at the site is about to begin shortly in the upcoming 10 to 15 days, as we have already finalized the contractor as well for the same. So whenever we are in a capex cycle, it's better to concentrate on the overall working of the company, like EBITDA, which, you know, shows the operability performances of the company rather than just the net profit margin.
So I was just asking just because in earlier concourse when I was asking the same question to you, you were saying we were always be operating at NPM of 15%. Then I asked you some depreciation cost will incur. So you said that sales will also be there. So that will make up for the depreciation cost. So we will always be at the NPM of 15%. So that's why I asked this question, sir.
So NPM again, if you see the taxation effect and everything also keep on changing on the company, because the new companies that we are incorporating, like the WADA plant, once it becomes profitable, it will also have a taxation effect of only 15%. And all these, NPM margins cannot be considered on a routine or a regular basis because, interest, depreciation, taxation are not factors that are completely which the company can handle.
Okay, sir. And lastly, what is the projection for 2-3 years in revenue terms for carbon credits, sir?
So I think as mentioned before, the carbon credits, the company is already generating about 60,000 credits from its Umargaon facility, and the company has already done application for the Ahmedabad Star Big Block, which is a subsidiary at GCC, and also as the WADA plant has recently started, the company is, has almost finalized its paperwork and should be applying for the carbon credits for its WADA facility as well. So going forward, the company plans to generate anywhere between 200,000 and 300,000, between 200,000 and 300,000 carbon credits every year.
So does that answer your question? Looks like the line for the current question has been disconnected. We will move on to the next question from the line of Mr. Aditya.
Yeah, hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. So, what is the current price differential between the red brake and the AC block?
So, as per industry estimate, the red bricks are still in the price range of around 7.5-8 rupees of bricks, which comes down to almost 4,500 rupees to 5,000 rupees a cubic meter, whereas the AC blocks are currently in the price range of almost 4,400 rupees a cubic meter. So, red bricks are almost 10 to 20% expensive as compared to AC blocks.
And how has the trend been for the red bricks in the last 6 to 8 months? Have they seen a correction?
So, last 6 months, the pricing of red bricks have almost been on a similar basis. Maybe 2-3% here and there, not major changes to be very frank. But overall what happens is in monsoon, the production of red bricks does not take place. And that's why post-monsoon, generally the prices of red bricks, we can maybe witness an upward trend in them.
Got it. So, after COVID, the prices of red bricks have seen a rapid increase. So, what factors which has led to this increase?
So there are various factors basically. I think the government, the national NGT has become very, very strict with, you know, because red bricks are the biggest pollutants. So NGT has become pretty strict, the pollution control boards. So before, the red brick manufacturers were almost in the city or, you know, in the suburbs of the city, which eventually have shifted to maybe 30 to 50 kilometers now away from the city. The overloading in trucks on highways have become really, really strict. So no overloads are allowed, and bricks are, you know, the weight in bricks is 3 times compared to blocks. So the transport costs have gone up substantially. The labor costs for them have gone up substantially. I think these are the few factors, you know, which has actually led to increase in the prices of red bricks. Also, red bricks have come under GST since last year. So even the government is now basically promoting the use of AC blocks and discouraging red bricks.
Mr. Aditya, we are losing your audio, sir.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, transport and labor costs would have gone for us as well, and the GST part, it was there from, I think, applicable after 2018. But the...
No, so red bricks have come under GST since April 2022. And before that, red bricks were had no taxes. And the transportation for us has also definitely gone up. But then eventually the red bricks manufacturers, before 2 years, 3 years, you know, they were almost in the city or on the, you know, suburbs of the city. And now they have shifted maybe 50, 75 kilometers away from the city. So that has led to the increase in transportation prices for them compared to us.
Okay, got it, sir.
Also, the weight of red bricks is almost 3 times that of AC block. So the impact of transport cost to us as compared to what it is for the red brick manufacturers is also a huge difference.
Got it. And sir, what is the demand outlook in the construction and real estate sector? Because another listed AC player, we commented that there was some slowdown in the AC block market. So if you could just highlight what kind of demand are we witnessing?
So in terms of demand witnessing, frankly, our old plants have seen a capacity utilization of somewhere around 85 to 90%, the Umargaon as well as the Ahmedabad unit. Only the Wada plant, the capacity utilization has been on a lower level. That is principally because it is a newly commercialized unit. And we are also setting up a lot of other things along with it, the infrastructure, etc. And that too is witnessing a month-on-month growth from the time it has started almost 3 months back. So I think by the end of September quarter or from Q3 onwards, we should see 65-70% plus utilization at the Wada unit.
Got it, sir. And sir, our EBITDA margins are, you know, quite high to big players like HIL and Magicrete. So do we sell our product at a higher price, or we have some sort of a cost advantage over them? If you could just highlight.
Our selling prices are somewhat higher than HIL, maybe at par with Magicrete. And in terms of EBITDA margins and everything also, so we have a little edge over our competitors. That is also because of one, carbon credit. Second, we have a fleet of almost 65-70 trucks of our own. That also adds to, you know, overall some profitability for us. And thirdly, if we compare to HIL or any other small AC player, like Magic Reed is also running good capacity in Western India. And in other players, they have just one unit working over here, whereas we have three different units working in the similar vicinity. So in terms of raw material purchasing, we have similar vendors, and because of our quantities, we get some advantages like quantity discounts from the vendors in terms of from cement or lime or all other raw material purchases.
Got it. Okay.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Ms. Richa from Equity Master. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, you spoke about, you know, the demand momentum, and you suggested that it is likely to, you know, remain good or stable. Could you also talk about capacity additions in the industry, considering that, you know, the unorganized share is quite high? Do you, what is your confidence on the pricing levels, and what kind of capacity additions are you witnessing?
So in terms of capacity addition, frankly, I understand that the margins in the industry are quite high. Like our EBITDA margins are in the range of 23-24%. But that is because of the advantages that we have being a larger player. In terms of the smaller players, their EBITDA margins would be somewhere lower, maybe in the range of around 15-18%. One more big difference amongst the smaller players and ourselves is that our rejection levels at plant level are somewhere in the range of 4-4.5%. And for the Wada plant, the rejection levels, considering it is a fully automatic plant, will further go down below 2% levels. Whereas for the competitors or small players, it will be in the range of 6-7%. So that also gives us some advantage over our competitors in terms of margin. And if we see in the market share, then the share of AAC blocks is still around somewhere between 8-10%, whereas that of red bricks is still almost 85% plus. So we just want the market to convert from red bricks to AAC blocks, and that is enough to cater to the upcoming capacities as well.
Also, some there might be some good triggers which might lead to a demand, like India might be bidding for the Commonwealth Games, which Australia was planning to host in 2026, and Ahmedabad should be the selected destination. So anything like this comes in, and even India will be bidding for Olympics. So any of these, if it, you know, we are lucky enough to get it, it can actually lead to a jump in demand for us.
Okay. And sir, second question is related to, you know, upcoming capacities and utilization. So, I mean, I read something about some certification pending for ISI. So, I mean, is there any kind of timeline that you expect, or is it something that can get delayed and can affect your, you know, the entire timeline of incremental capacity?
ISI certification we can get only after we start commercial productions. We can only apply after we get commercial production. So we started somewhere in mid-April, and we had applied immediately. And it's a procedure of almost 2.5-3 months. So recently, just in the last week or just before a couple of few days, we have received the ISI certification at WADA, which has started itself from yesterday or today.
Okay. And so this another 2.5 kind of addition that you are doing at WADA plant, when is this expected to come online and start production?
So we have just put up the file for subsidy, and once we get the eligibility certificate, which takes almost, 45 days to 2 months at DMAX, I think we should take up the phase two for WADA plant, and we expect our capacity utilization of, reaching a capacity utilization of almost 65-70% by September. And after that, we'll take up the capacity utilization for WADA plant to increase the capacity from 250,000 to 500,000 cubic meters. And the capex for the same should be somewhere in the range of almost 18 to 20 crores.
Okay. And let's say by the end of FY25, if we consider this entire incremental of 5 lakh cubic meters, what kind of utilization do you expect by the end of FY25?
Apart from this, we are also putting up a new facility, which is in a JV company, Siam Cement Big Block Construction Technologies Private Limited, where we are setting up a greenfield unit, which will be for manufacturing of AAC blocks as well as panels. So panels is a further, advancement of technology, which is currently not so much prevalent in India. And for that plant, we intend to start commercial production by the end of Q4 FY24. So if I talk about the capacity utilizations for these three units, which are wholly owned companies of Big Block, we should be at a capacity utilization of 80-85% for, the consolidated capacity of almost 1 million cubic meters per annum, 1.05 million. Whereas for the JV company, since it will start commercial productions by end of FY24, that will take almost another 6 months to scale up.
Okay. And sir, the subsidy benefit, how does it get accounted for? Is it something that you get compensated every year from the government?
So the subsidy in WADA is that if we are an MSME and if the capex is less than 50 crores, which was for our project, we'll get a capex subsidy of 60%, which comes down to almost 30 crores, which is spread over a period of 10 years. So 3 crores every year. And the ways for release of subsidy are in different manners, which includes interest subvention, electricity duty exemption, some deduction in electricity rate, and apart from this, gross GST refund. So there are various means of getting the subsidy.
Okay. And so if you could also talk about any new territories that you have ventured into or plan to venture into in the near time, the marketing or the sales efforts that's going on.
So, frankly, we have, in the last con call also, we had mentioned that we have started marketing in different regions of Nasik, Nandurbar, and some regions of Madhya Pradesh also, including Indore and Dhar, plus some regions of Rajasthan as well, including Udaipur, as well as some other small towns in similar locality. So these are the other regions with which we are targeting to, increase our capacities.
Okay. And so what is the capex, outlook for next 2 years? I mean, I know the plan that you had, but how much of it has already been incurred? How much extra capex is yet to be done? And what is the peak debt that you expect for the company?
So as on FY23 balance sheet, our debt equity ratio was in the range of 1.1 something. And, the cash flows and everything is also sufficient enough for the company. So, looking at that, we are taking up some more debt also for the upcoming balance sheet, and the cash flows are continuing, which we have seen over the quarterly results as well, and which will keep on increasing from a quarter to quarter basis. So, comfortably, we should be maintaining a debt equity ratio somewhere between 1-1.5 itself, which will suffice our upcoming expansion. And once we start these two, we are also exploring other opportunities to set up a plant in the North Indian region as well as South Indian region as well to become a pan-India player in this product. To give some numbers on the debt that we are looking to take, so the WADA capex will take approximately 18 to 20 crores, so which will come almost 12 to 15 crores in terms of debt and rest in form of internal accruals. And the JV company capex, the total capex is approximately around 65 crores. And almost 65% of it, almost 42 crores, will come in form of debt from the bank. And since the ratio of holding in that company is 52% by Big Block and 48% by SCG, so we'll have to put in our share of 52%, which will be around 12 to 15 crores. And rest will be put in by our venture partners.
Okay. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohan Singh Meena, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir. Hello, yes, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Sir, my two questions are already answered. One question pending, that is, what is the status of carbon credit? Like, is there any pending carbon credits which we didn't sell?
So the company has already applied for carbon credits up to November 22, and we are expecting it in the next 2 months. So So we should be getting anywhere around 45 to 50,000 credits. And the current market price must be approximately in the range of anywhere between $3 and $5.
Thank you, sir. That is the question. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pradyumna Singhania from Rajshri Fincorp. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think most of my questions have been answered. I just pretty much had a question on the capacity over the next 2 years and what would be the commencement and the commercial production dates for the Vada plant and the JV plant. So I think you've gone through those. But I think if you can just clarify one more thing. You mentioned something on the lines of that you want to be doing around 1 million cubic meters when your entire capacity is made of the AAC blocks. Am I right?
So capacity right now is 8.25 cubic meters.
Another expansion
at Vada, it will become around 10,75,000 cubic meters.
Right.
And the JV company is putting up another plant which will be around 250,000 cubic meters. So it will become 13,25,000 cubic meters.
13,25,000.
That's right.
And then, on your presentation, it said that you're making around 3 lakh cubic meters per annum in the JV thing, which was adding up to around 13,75,000, if I'm not wrong.
So what happens is when we manufacture panels and when we manufacture blocks, so there will be a difference in capacity because block production is comparatively a faster process. Whereas when we manufacture panels, the production capacity goes down to 250,000 cubic meters. So we can define the capacity in the range of 250,000 to 300,000 cubic meters for the JV project.
Right. So, and what kind of utilization would you do for the panels? Because out of the 3 lakh, for example, if you've got demand for the panels, so are you going to cut down on your production of the AAC blocks in that plant?
So panels,
what will the realizations also be on the panels side?
So as of today, panels is a new product which is hardly being sold in the market. And the current prices that we intend to put out for the panels in the market will be keeping our similar EBITDA levels that we are doing for the blocks industry. And going ahead, since it's a better product and we'll have sort of a monopoly, so, you know, we'll look at scaling up the prices for the panels. And in terms of utilization, so it's a complete fungible capacity, as I mentioned earlier. And we'll keep on manufacturing as and when how the demand market demands.
Okay, and you mentioned that this will start at the end of Q4. So I'm going to assume the revenues will start coming from Q1 FY25. And when a new plant starts, I'm guessing you'll start at around 15 to 20% utilization, right? So I'm going to assume there's going to be no revenue income from the new JV venture coming in Q4.
Yes.
Sorry, I think you cracked up over that.
We'll start commercial productions in Q4 FY24. So for current year, we don't estimate a lot of revenue expecting from the JV company.
From the JV company, and for FY24 towards the end, we can expect an entire utilization of around 75%, and towards FY25 and again around 70 to 75%.
That's right.
That range, right? Okay. Yeah, that answers my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mr. Aditya from Securities Investment Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the follow-up. So I just wanted to understand, what is the distribution process we have for the AAC blocks? So is it sold directly to the real estate and EPC players, or we have a dealer and distribution network through which we sell our products?
So for our sales, we have marketing teams in different locations like Bombay, Pune, Vapi, Silvasa, Baroda, Ahmedabad, Indore, Rajkot, and Nasik, Nandurbar, Tulia, Jalgaon. So we have our marketing team present in all these locations, and we try to sell almost 55 to 60% sales through dealers. So in smaller towns like Nandurbar, Dholia, or Rajkot, or some places like Dhar and Udaipur, we try to sell more through dealers. Whereas in big cities, We have sales directly to builders as well as contractors or corporates as well. And our sales mix has been almost 55-60% sales through dealers and distributors. 20-25% is to the likes of corporates, including the likes of Lodha, L&T, Runwal, Suntech, PSP, Adani. And rest 20% is sort of the direct builder.
Rest 20% with?
Directly to the builder or to the EPC contractor.
Okay. So the other 20% that we give to Lodha L&T, that is different from this 20%.
Sorry, I didn't get you.
You mentioned that 50-55% is through retail and distributor. 20% is to real estate players like Lodha, and another 20% is direct.
That's right.
So what is the difference between the 20% which we go for direct and 20% which we give to players like Lodha and DLS?
So frankly, the corporates, they being, you know, multiple buyers, sites and big buyers and repeat customers, their selling prices are comparatively around 2-3% lower than the selling prices that are there for direct builders. And the dealer selling prices are also on credit terms similar to the corporate pricing.
Okay, got it. Sure, sir. Thank you. That was it.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of CA Garvit Kohl from NVS Analytics. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for the follow-up. Sir, how the demand is looking in this quarter? Like, July is over, and are you people witnessing any lower demand due to monsoons? I'm asking this because you are saying Q2 will be better than Q1. Hello?
I'm sorry, the line for Mr. Mohit has been disconnected. Allow me a moment, I'll connect him.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the line for Mr. Mohit is reconnected, so please go ahead.
Yes, please. Sorry, I missed out on the last question. I got disconnected.
Yes, sir. So I was asking how the demand is looking in this quarter. Like, July is over, and are you people witnessing any kind of slowdown in demand due to monsoons? I'm asking this because you are saying Q2 will be better than Q1.
So, frankly, in terms of capacity utilizations, July is somewhat better than what we have witnessed in, you know, first quarter. And in terms of better, so as I mentioned earlier, that our Umargaon and Vada plant, Umargaon and Kapadwans plant are almost running 85-90%, which is sort of an industry standard. The Vada plant, since we have recently received the ISI certification, we will see better utilizations for the Vada plant from August month. So,
so that means Q2 will show the better top line as compared to Q1, despite monsoon.
Yes, that's what we are understanding.
And sir, you mentioned to earlier participant, like you will be at 80% utilization by the end of this year on total capacity of 10 lakh after phase 2 expansion as well for Vada plant. So did I hear correct, or you were saying something else?
Yes, we by the end of this year, we will be at approximately 75-80% utilization for the, you know, overall capacity of 1 million cubic meters.
That means from next year onwards, we should be doing like minimum of 850,000 kind of sales volume, right?
Yes, from next year onwards, for our capacity, we should be seeing a sales volume of approximately around 7.5 lakh to 8 lakh cubic meters.
Understood. Thank you, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Satyajit from Big Block Constructions. Please go ahead.
Most of my questions have been answered. So I have just one question. So there was a news, I think, a couple of days back regarding a Crizil report where the issuer was not cooperating. So can you give us some idea on that? Like what is happening there?
So what has happened is we had given a mandate to Crizil to rate our external credit facilities almost 2.5 years back. And based on that, they have been doing review of the credit facilities. And since before almost 1.5-2 years, our bankers were SEC bank, which wanted the external credit rating. Almost 15 months back, we had shifted our bankers from SEC bank to Axis Bank. And now Axis Bank does not want any external credit rating. We have given the NOC for withdrawal of credit rating from Axis Bank. So they are started asking various other questions like you have to give NOC for your commercial vehicle loan as well as property loans, etc. also on the books of the company. We have provided all the requisite documents for the same also. But in spite of that, they have been asking vague questions like you have to give NOC for the car loans and everything as well. So we took up the matter with Crizil in the last week because this was done almost 8 or 9 days back. And we have gotten a verbal communication from Crizil for the same aspect that yesterday itself. They have taken up in the committee meeting and the credit rating withdrawal process has been done. And the same should be released to the exchanges and once we get a written communication for the same in the next couple of days.
Okay, got it, sir. And one more question. So what are your top line and EBITDA expectations from this quarter, considering there will be a monsoon? So, are you expecting 20% growth in top line and similar margins in the bottom line?
So, we are targeting a top line growth from this quarter itself. And as I mentioned on some earlier questions as well, that the WADA ISI certificate and everything has been received. So, month on month basis, the WADA capacity will keep on expanding. And if we see for the last year, for the last quarter, the capacity utilization was somewhere in the subpar of 65%. And I think we should keep on increasing capacity utilization by at least 5-10% quarter over quarter.
Okay, and EBITDA will be the same? Similar percent?
Yes, we intend to maintain a similar EBITDA level of somewhere in the range of 20-25% we are witnessing since the last few quarters.
And this is despite there will be rains and all those factors available, isn't it?
So, normal rains that we witness every year, that is still okay. But if there are some torrential rains or any other disturbances, like in the last quarter, there was Zephyr Joy cyclone, which affected, almost a week or 10 days of working as lots of sites, etc. were also shut because of the effect of Zephyr Joy in North Gujarat region, etc. But apart from that, yes, we see good demand from the market in spite of regular monsoons.
All right. So thank you. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Sabu for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone, for participating in the earnings con call. I hope we were able to answer your questions satisfactorily and at the same time offer insights into our business and future. If you have any further queries or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our investor relations managers at Valorem Advisors. Thank you. Stay safe and stay healthy. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Big Block Constructions Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.